Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
To welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we will be having a very interesting day today. I have three young ladies here with me, all of them from down at the UT Extension Center. One, I don't even know her name yet. She is so new. I know she's been here a little while, but she's a few times before where we've invited her to come up. She's had things she had to do. I think he's kept putting it off or something or other. But we've got those with us this morning, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on down at the Extension office with 4-H and where we may wander off to for a little while. But with that, we know we've got the reminder one. We'll be doing our birthday and anniversary gift today. But first off, I want to thank everybody that makes this show possible this morning. We've got to do that, and that is the three-star committee, Chamber of Commerce, and all the great folks that advertise here on our show each week. And let's see, just take a little short break. We'll come right back, get a few words from sponsors, and I've got a little list of things going on here, and I'll go through those real quickly, and we'll let these three young ladies get started talking about whatever they want to this morning for a little while. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, we have three young ladies here with me this morning. The first one, just to introduce herself to Ms. Kim Davis. We're going to let her talk a little bit more about herself later. And then we have, what is your name again? I want to go through this real quick here. I know here in a couple of weeks we've got the street fire coming on up here, and I think you guys are probably helping out with that somewhere or other.
A little bit, yeah.
At least setting your lemonade stand up, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. But I think they said they've got quite a few vendors coming in already obligated to do that. And then next weekend we've got the Roly Ho Marble Championship over at Standing Stone, which we're very proud of. Another thing, the splash pad is now open, young'uns. When you can get up there after or before, you can go up there before school if you want to, but probably be better afterwards. And let's see, and then I guess tomorrow night, got a football game with Scott County, and I guess tonight the volleyball team is, I think they may be playing on the road. I'm not sure whether they're playing at home or on the road, and we've also got cross country going down at the high school right now, along with our football. So with that, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Who wants to be first? The one in the middle? Okay. Kristen, if you would.
Yeah, so
The extension office is in full swing of events and things that we're doing for the community and for the 4-H kids. So some things on the ag side that's coming up is tonight we're actually having a bulbs and blooms class. And that means we're going to be talking all about spring and summer flowering bulbs. So kind of like a gardening class. It's tonight at 6 o'clock at the extension office. It's free to attend, and we'll have some food there. So everybody come on out if you're interested in flowering bulbs. And hopefully in the future we'll continue on with some gardening stuff. So that's exciting. And then something else that's happening this week. Oh, go ahead.
I just got a thing online a minute ago from one of the nurseries that they have a big sale going on right now on tulips and daffodils.
So you can
half price.
Oh, all right. So you can figure out what you might want to plant tonight.
I believe you get 100 bulbs for $30, I believe it was.
That's good. That's good. So figure out what you want to get tonight and then go order them. But another thing this Saturday, the 9th, we're actually, so I'm a part of a group called the Upper Cumberland Extension Team. So that's 11 ag agents in the Upper Cumberland come together and host events. So a lot of the times we host events at Hyder Burks in Cookeville. And so this Saturday we're having something called Woods, Water, and Wildlife. So it's going to be for the hunters and outdoor people. It's from 9 to 1 on Saturday. It's free and lunch is provided. So that'll be a really good opportunity for people to come out and learn more about turkey, deer, waterfowl.
This is at Hyder Burks.
It's at Hyder Burks, yeah.
Okay,
I've got a list.
What is keeping going down
going?
The list?
Okay.
You're on a roll.
So something that's in the county that's going to benefit directly to 4-H kids is our chick chain show and auction, and that's going to be next Saturday, the 16th. We're going to be auctioning off about 100 laying hens, and all those proceeds from the auction will go directly back to the 4-H'ers. So everybody that needs to come buy some laying hens, they're 6 months old, ready to rumble, come on out and grab you some laying hens and support our 4-H kids.
Okay, now, I just found out, I heard something the other day, I think, while I was down at the office down there, this lady came in complaining about her neighbor's chickens over pecking her tomatoes and all that kind of thing. And I actually heard, I think, that there is a regulation in the state of Tennessee, if you have more than so many chickens on your place, that you must provide a chicken coop or area to keep the chickens up in. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, probably didn't either. But if you've got a certain number, you have got to have a place to keep them secluded from your neighbor's garden.
Interesting. They're eating good, though. They're eating good. So, if you need some laying hens, come on out the 16th at 10:30 that morning at the fairgrounds. Another thing that's happening on September 16th, other than the Raleigh Hole Marble Tournament, so everything's going on the 16th. That evening at 6 o'clock, we are hosting, along with Turkey Creek Cattle Company, a Farmer Appreciation Dinner. So we hope that the entire community and kids and everybody can come on out, enjoy some live music, food, and we're going to have some educational booths set up, and we're going to have cornhole and card games. So it'll be just like a fun appreciation dinner, showing our appreciation to all of the farmers that grow food and feed us.
Okay, and that is sponsored by
Turkey Creek Cattle Company.
How many years have you been doing this now?
So this is actually our first year doing the Farmer Appreciation Dinner, but I believe we'll continue to do it every year.
It seems like they have done maybe this on their own here for a few years.
Yeah, they've done some things on their own, and they've been really good to help our extension office out funding some events and things. So we appreciate their help and their sponsorship.
Okay.
Okay, so two more things I have. And this finishes out the month of September, so I've got a whole nother list for October, but that's for another day. The 22nd and 23rd of this month, we're having a small ruminant conference in Overton County. So if you have sheep or goats and you're interested in learning more about them, or you have them and you want to learn more about them, call the extension office and you can sign up for that and learn more about that. And then the last thing I have is the 28th of this month, we're going to have a coffee and donut morning, and you can come on in, grab you a coffee and donut, and sign up for TAEP, which is the Tennessee Ag Enhancement Program, where you can get cost share back on livestock equipment, hay equipment, things like that. So you can sign up that day and also get certified in BQA, which is Beef Quality Assurance.
Okay, let me ask you this. Were you ladies involved and with setting up the exhibit that went down for the county fair down at the state fair thing? I just thought you might have, that I think maybe they won the best exhibit or something or other. So you all weren't involved in that?
No.
Well, I just thought, I hadn't announced that, but we did receive for the middle section of the state of Tennessee at the fair the best, you know, standing exhibit.
Oh, wow,
there,
I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, now, where are we going to next?
All right, where are we going?
You want to let Haley come in? We'll save the newcomer for last.
I didn't think I got something wrong.
Yeah. You probably think
list,
about...
I do apologize.
Yeah.
I said I didn't come to the list, Thomas. I'm sorry.
Now, you know you never start anything with an apology.
But you
say, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so proud to be here.
Good morning, Thomas. I am so proud to see you this morning.
And I'm proud to be seen.
Yeah. But really, all what I'm in the midst of right now is I have youth that are competing in the Central Region Grill Master Contest. That contest is going to be next week, so hopefully I'll gather some of them up to come up here and talk about their experience with that. But what they do with that contest is they learn how to grill on a charcoal grill from start to finish. They start their charcoal, and then they go all the way through the process. They learn grilling safety, food safety, and then, you know, how to present their finished product to the judges. So it's a really good contest. They learn a lot of good life skills. I mean, everybody needs to learn how to cook their own food, so.
And, you know, that the grill contest, you know, from, like you said, with your 4-H, your extension office, from the kids, all the way up to professionals. I mean, this is a big, big-time thing, isn't it?
I
know there is a balance in there. I used to do a little bit of that, and there's always that point where you got to make sure that the charcoal is just right where your food don't wind up tasting like kerosene.
There you go. Yeah, they have to learn about, you know, how to keep their grill going steady, not too hot, not too cool, and pay attention to it with the weather as well, because there's a lot of aspects that go into it.
You know, and that's something that a lot of folks, most of us, don't really realize how atmospheric pressure. There's so many things. You know, if there's a thunderstorm heading on this way, it's not a real good time. But not necessarily because it might get wet, but because of the atmospheric pressures and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And that great big old long piece of meat you had laying there may turn out tasting a lot like your shoe if you're not careful.
Yeah. Think about the wind and the humidity and all that stuff. But they're doing really good at that. They're a great group of kids. This is the largest group that we've ever took to the regional contest. So we're excited to see how they do.
I guess you know all their names right off the top of your head, don't you?
I do.
All right. You might want to tell everyone who they are.
Let me go through. For our senior high level, we have Wick Haslikowski, Roman Briggs, Warren Briggs, Aaron Meadows, Kendall Hamilton, Kyler Hickman, and then we have Claire Kendall, Faith Burks, Cordell McLaren, and Sam Lindsay. For our junior high team, which is sixth grade through current freshmen, we have Jency Sampson, Lakin Rains, Kylie Hicks, Jasper Donaldson, Rachel Burks, Hank Emerton, Wyatt Tilson, Eden Roberts, Kylie Bronner, Braxton Cherry, Christopher Hand, and Finn Kasselkowski.
Okay, now, you, with all this, now, the next step you need to do is have a great, to get all these together, get the grills all going, and have a great big cookout down at the fairground.
That would
and,
be, yeah.
And invite people down to purchase one of these, or at least go by and pick them up a little toothpick with a sample on it or something or other, and then purchase all this. Would be great. I mean,
yeah.
you've got a whole group of exceptional young folks there.
We
I
do.
Know that are involved in so many different things with 4-H, because so many of those names I know I'm familiar with, because they have, some of them been coming up here since they were, I think, right after they got out of diapers, they started coming up here, I think, some of them.
Yeah, we grab them up when they get to fourth grade, and we try to keep them with us until they graduate high school. They're a really good group of kids.
And you've had some shining stars to come out of that, haven't we?
We have, yes, yeah. Across our 4-H program, we have pretty good success with everything that they're involved in. They're really dedicated and hardworking.
I know a lot of us keep with our folks that are in the showing the sheep and all that, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And I know you ladies are to be really commended for the work that you do for the youth of our county, because, you know, before we got our four commands, we got a supply, hadn't we? Our hands, our heart, our health. But
absolutely.
You got, I think you had a whole bunch more things to that. Now, what, you got anything else now?
No, that was my only thing that I was really coming up to talk, but I could plug in one more thing. Always an open invitation to join the Clay County Family and Community Education Clubs. Those are traditionally what was called the Home Demonstration Clubs and the Homemakers Clubs. We meet every month, the first Wednesday of each month, at the community center at 10 o'clock. Anybody that would be interested in that is more than welcome to come out.
Okay. Now, getting away from the 4-H just for a minute, have we got any adult activities set up down there, any type of meetings or anything where we're doing some classes down there?
So that would be more of an adult range class. That meets during the day.
Yeah.
And so they focus on, well, really, you can't have a meeting without having food, right? So
yeah.
We eat and we meet, and they do educational things. They also do some, like, cultural arts and crafts type classes as well with those Wednesday classes. And then they also are working on some community projects, some community service projects as well.
Okay, and what about, we got anything going on with our beef cattle or anything like that?
Yeah, so I know I said
stop.
Okay.
Let's do a commercial right here before you get started, because you may be talking here too long. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel.
At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked. That's Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kick.
Okay, we are back. Now, Kristen, I believe you said you had a couple of more things.
he told me I was too long-winded, so I'll make it quick.
I did not say
that. You were thinking it, though. Don't lie. So I did say several classes that are more non-traditional to what I usually talk about. I usually talk about beef and forage stuff, but some things that are coming up for beef and forage. The state's putting on a online master beef course this fall, so if anybody's interested in that, I'm actually going to be doing one here in the county in February or March, so you can also do it here in the county. And then another thing we have coming up, also at Heiderberg's on October the 17th, we are getting a guy in to talk about how weather affects the market for cattle. And this guy is a representative from the company called Cattle Facts. So that's the two beef things we got coming up quick.
All right. Now, you ought to introduce yourself, Ms. Kim Davis. I'll speak your name, but you offer us an introduction to you.
Sure, I can do that if I can get the mic straight without knocking it over. All right, good morning, everybody. I'm Kim Davis, new 4-H agent here in Clay County. Super excited to be joining you guys. New to Clay County, not new to Extension. Did 3 years with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, 6 years with Rutherford County with UT Extension after moving to the great state of Tennessee, and then did about 18 months with Sumner County. In the meantime, got married, moved to Tompkinsville, and this opened up, and I was super excited to not only get back to working with 100% youth audience, but also be closer to home and here in Clay County with what I think is a great office to work in. So a little bit about me is obviously I grew up in Texas if I worked for AgriLife, and moved here, love it here, no plans to go back. AgriLife is Texas's extension service,
okay.
So it's Texas A&M AgriLife. And same there, I was a split ag and 4-H agent. So now I'm here and have a really strong agricultural background. Love everything there is to do with agriculture. 4-H made me who I am, so I feel like I'm kind of giving back to the program that helped me grow as a youth and then now as an adult.
Okay, now were you a farm girl?
Yes, in a way, I guess. We ran some cattle and horses there in Texas, and like I said, grew up in 4-H, showing livestock and participating in all the 4-H events. And now that as an adult, we still have some commercial cattle, commercial sheep, and kind of a little weird thing I do is I raise and show guinea pigs, of all things, so shove them all over the country. So that's my fun fact and weird thing about me.
How do you train a guinea pig?
Well, you hope they sit still and don't act like a fool.
do you have to be careful how energetic you are around them?
I think they're kind of used to me. I mean, they kind of have to chill out just a little bit. So.
Okay, so now the guinea pig, that's not a meat animal, is it?
Not here in the United States, it's not.
Okay, now, what are you your plans here, some of the things you've got going here?
So some of the things I got going here, of course, started here June 1, kind of hit the ground running between the county fair and then right into 4-H camp. Both of those went really well. Super excited to be back in a county that has a fair. And then we kind of went into some other summer activities, and right now I kind of got some notes here. Going on now, we have a poultry judging team that I'm coaching.
Chicken checkers.
pretty much. So they're really enjoying that. We've learned to judge different cuts of meat and fix and start judging some live hens and eggs, and they'll go into this month to compete at the regional contest. Got about six youth doing that. They're doing really well. We also have been helping Haley some with the Grill Master and helping out with the Chick Chain Skillathon stuff as well. So that's been going on right now. Had our first horse club meeting of the kind of the school year this week actually, and have some kids really interested in that. So upcoming, we have hippology and horse bowl practices. So hippology is study of the horse. Those youth that participate in that learn everything there is to know about the horse, and then they go and compete as a team both at the regional and state level. We have a dairy product ID team for our senior level 4-H'ers. That's actually 10th through 12th grade, and where they taste different milks and cheeses and different dairy products to look for defects and tell real versus artificial and that kind of stuff. We're also starting up Honor Club for our 6th through 12th graders. That's they do a lot of service projects and that type of thing. And then since I'm a small animal person too, going to be starting a small animal club this fall. First meeting will be in October for that, with a focus on the rabbit and guinea pig side. So,
do we have any rabbit growers around in Clay County anymore with caged rabbits that you know of?
Not that I know of. I've talked to several kids that say that they have some rabbits that they raise, whether it be for pets or for meat. So, but nothing on a large scale that I know of
now. We used to have quite a few people that had the little rabbit houses and filled their freezers up with rabbits.
Right.
Okay. Now, with all of this, I know you mentioned the horse club. Have you had any affiliation talking to the adult group that works down there? I think they practice down there quite a bit with the burros and all that kind of stuff.
We've spoken with them some, yeah. We're hoping to partner with them so maybe their kids can come over and do some of our activities as well.
Okay, yeah, I know they've been going all summer, and I think they've had a couple of shows down there.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. You know, and one of the most interesting things about horses, I think I have learned over the years, and that was like thoroughbred horses, that their ankles on a thoroughbred horse is actually smaller than a human. It's one of the most, I guess, delicate things ever in any of the animals, all the different bones in there, all the different things, that carries all the weight. And I think it winds up being something about not much bigger than your finger down there. So y'all might like to hear that. Okay. Now, Kim, have you got any real special thing in your mind that you'd really like to get started that you...
I think being able to start that horse project up and get it kind of rolling and be something for... We have a lot going on for the livestock kids through the fair and through livestock judging and stuff like that, but have something for those kids that horses are their passion and maybe that's what they do. They're not able to show livestock or something like that, and give those kids the opportunity to be on the horse judging team and that hippology team, and then have a chance to maybe do some clinics and workshops and that type of thing. So super excited about that. Excited about working with the livestock kids. Like I said, agriculture is my background. I love it.
You have inherited a pretty good group there.
I'm excited about that. They are a good group. I've gotten to work with some of them already and looking forward to meeting more of them and working with more in the future.
I think you need to start a mule club, too.
Well, I mean, the mule club could fall in with the horse club. We welcome all kinds of horse and mule enthusiasts.
What is that? Equine? Is that what they're
called? Equine.
Well, ladies, have we done a pretty good job of covering everything?
I think we've done a pretty good job.
I am going to read the birthday names, and we'll take a little short break. And look like Dr. Young just come in, and he's going to talk a little bit. But I really appreciate having you guys here. And course, I expect the next time come up, you're going to be bringing some winners up with you and have some more great, great information. Great information this morning, and thank you all for being with us. And right now,
thank you.
Birthday, Miss Ruth Denton celebrating a birthday. And then Miss Liz Brown called in her great-grandson's 16th birthday, and I believe his name is, well, I can't, Jace Pitcock. Hopefully I've got that right, Liz, and appreciate you always calling us in some names. Also celebrating a birthday today, Mr. Zach Keeley. I'd like to wish him a special happy birthday today. Ms. Jonelle McLaren, happy birthday. And Mr. Isaac Smith, celebrating a birthday. And here at the end of the show, one of these will be getting one of our special birthday prizes that you'll need to come over by the chamber and pick up. With that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Good morning, Mr. Young.
Good morning. How are you this morning,
Mr. Watson? I'm up in Adam. Well, got folks working upstairs today. We're getting theater curtain up, the theater lights up, and we've taken down the old vertical blinds up there that have been hanging there as an eyesore forever.
This old lady is changing her looks.
Yes, it is. You know, we're getting to look more like a theater. we've got to get some volunteers in here now, some folks that will help organize some plays and shows and just various activities up there.
I had a visitor yesterday, and I was telling them about what you're doing here, and they were talking about what's happened down in Dayton, Tennessee. They've redone the old courthouse down there, and they have the Inherit the Wind play
right
every year, the Monkey Trial. And still drawing a crowd and having it every I don't know how many times they run in the summertime, but they run it several times.
Yeah, of course, it's not going to look as much like a courtroom as it used to. because you know that you it's hard to keep building things around a court for when you have monthly or bi-monthly shows.
We need to find a good playwright that can write a story about Cordell Hull.
Well, we have, you know, we have got one from here in Clay County that I've spoken to, and he sometimes he gets busy, then I'll get a message back when I'm doing something else that he would like to look at something. But we're eventually going to do that and also try to, you know, work up something on the Grover Jones murder trial.
Yeah.
So, we, you know, we've got those two things. But good. Well, what have we got to talk about this morning?
Well, you asked me to come down and talk about grants. We've got a lot of things in the works. I want to always remind people, just because we're talking about a grant doesn't mean we've got it yet.
It ain't hardly here yet, is it?
But some of them we do have nailed down. We're currently working on a $100,000 five-year grant dealing with tourism, and that's provides us the opportunity to have a full-time tourism director at the Chamber of Commerce. And she's staying very busy and doing a bunch of stuff going on right now. We have a $25,000 placemaker grant, and our tourism director is working in that. She's been on your radio show before, and she'll be back when it gets time for those folks to graduate. Right now, she's working with retailers in this community with a particular program developed by a guy named John Schallert in how to do destination shopping, how to attract people to come to your business year after year when they, particularly these tourists that are coming in here, let's make them want to come to Salina and make Salina a destination. And not just Salina, our whole county can be
right.
A destination. There is so much to see and do in the outdoors of Clay County.
You know, and you look around here and, you know, I know we've got, you know, some excellent eating places here in Salina itself that get quite a bit of publicity. But then when you know, if you get out and drive around the county here, you'll run across I know out Moss we have a thing called the Cryptic Cafe, and down at Hermitage Springs they've got a great burger place down there, and I think some folks even do some catering, different things down there, dine at the Line. Then over up in the Willow Grove area, I think there's a couple of food places up there that, you know, unless you're usually, if you don't live in that area, you really don't know about that.
And just to get out in Clay County and drive around and discover those shopping places and eating places you're talking about. But there's even more than that. My wife and I have covered just about every road in Salina, and we go back in Clay County, and we go back and do that over and over because just this last week, no, it was this week, one morning this week, in my lane, we had two baby deer on the road, and Mama was across the fence, and they were trying to figure out how to get across that fence to Mama. Well, we left them alone, and when we came back, somehow they'd figured out how to get to Mama, and they were all gone. But you can see all kinds of wildlife on these back roads where it's kind of undisturbed, and a car goes by once every two or three hours. And wildlife feels free to just get out and roam a little bit.
Well, I know up at my house, we've got a semi herd up there that Faye gets out every morning and talks to them. And they, I think she says they talk back. I don't know. But they don't run off.
I think they come on down to the fair park and kind of steal some food they might have out down there. And another thing this time of the year and in the spring and fall is best when the wildflowers start blooming along these country roads. I think it's goldenrod now and a purple flower.
Right.
I don't know what that one is, but it's purple and gold just everywhere.
But, you know, get out and, you know, go down Brimstone, that area, and get off all the way down in there, some of the dirt roads, some of the roads that come off of Moss Arcot Road, but always, you know, have your GPS and have home back in on it. So it can direct you back home on some of those places. But it's amazing how many miles of, like, private roads, driveways, farm roads, and things that you can actually drive in. Just the beautiful scenery down by the river, up on top of the hills. I mean, there's just so many things in this county for folks to see.
And we have a lot of people wanting to come to see this. We got another grant that I can talk about. And through this grant, it's $50,000. We intend to do a lot of tourism marketing and primitive campgrounds up at Donaldson Park. And we may try to find some other spots around for some primitive campgrounds where people who just want to pitch a tent can come and stay. We'd have to have a time limit on that. We couldn't allow people just to come and
stay.
Pitch a tent and stay. But we'd like to have some tourists doing that. And then we also have we would hope to get 15,000. Last year we got 10,000. This year we got 5,500 on a tourism marketing grant. And I don't know what they use as a guide to dish out their money. They may just take the amount of money they have and divide by how many people are applying for it.
You know, I know the grant that we got, there's a big long thing, and it's actually through the Arts Commission, but the theme of it is to turn old buildings like the courthouse here into, a cultural center or a theater, things like that, that is going to enhance the economic stability and availability here in our rural counties.
Another one we've got to attract tourists down at Donaldson Park. We're putting in for a grant. This is kind of a long shot. It's a $100,000 grant for handicapped folks who want to kayak. You know, you've seen on TV people who are in wheelchairs playing volleyball and basketball and things like that. Well, they have to adapt that game to their disability. But in kayaking, those people who are in a wheelchair, if they can get that kayak into the water, they're probably better at that than you and I are because of their upper body strength.
Right.
And so this particular thing that we're going after is a ramp that will allow them alone to take their kayak out of their truck, take it to the ramp, drag it to the ramp, and load it on the ramp, and then once they get it on the ramp, then they can get themselves out of their wheelchair through a series of steps. And they can step down, step down, step down, and then step right down into the kayak using their upper body. And then they'll be able to launch themselves out in the river and go from there. And once they get in the river, they're just as good as anybody would be, and certainly much better than I would be.
Well, now, see, I was going to say, though, you crawfished. And you didn't take the kayak tour down the river with us.
No, I didn't. I was smarter than the average bear at my age.
That was the first thing I had done in a number of years, and it was one of the best things I have done in a long time.
We've got to get more people, local people and tourists, interested in that river. That's a dandy river for kayaking. It's two different rivers.
It's so beautiful.
One, it's when they're generating, you can scoot right along. And you just kind of lean back and kind of
navigate and stay out of the treetops.
When they're not navigating, it's still moving.
Right.
And you can move right on down. And gotta tell a story. We used to do a lot of canoeing. And back when I had the Explorer Scouts a long time ago, the district had canoes. And we had, I think it was 8 canoes, and 2 in each canoe. And so I had 16 boys, and then me and my partner. So I had to borrow a canoe, and I found one. And the one I found was a lot skinnier than the ones that the district had. And on that particular day, I had to pick up a new partner. Now, my original partner was Jerry Eads, and Jerry had run a camp at Standing Stone, and he'd learned all these fancy strokes with that paddle, and he could teach our boys that. Well, my new partner, Franklin Poindexter, didn't know those strokes, but he'd been around the lake all of his life.
He didn't know which end of the paddle to get.
Well, we hadn't gone 100 yards, Tom, because he saw the biggest rainbow trout that he'd ever seen, and he said, "Look." And when he said look and pointed, that canoe just went zip. And I can tell you that in July, that water is cold coming off the bottom of that lake. But that wasn't the bad part. The laughter of those boys that were in those canoes after I'd given them the safety talk and and make them wear life preservers and all that kind of stuff, and then I was the first one to hit the water. But we had a good time, and I'd urge other people. We'd like to have somebody putting in an outfit that would rent kayaks.
Right.
We'd help them all we could at the Chamber of Commerce. Roberts was doing that,
right.
and looked like doing pretty good with it. But I think he just got taken up more of his time than he wanted to give. And I think in addition to kayaks, we could have somebody that could be working with some folks that got plenty of land and would want to lease some of that land for hunters and maybe work with some fishing guides, maybe even marinas and helping rent their cabins and houseboats. But I think in adventure tourism, there's just a whole lot that we could be doing around here.
Okay.
We've got I understand, the 17-mile horseback trail up around the lake. That's something that an adventure tourism person could arrange for horseback people. And then I think the Divide Ridge is open for horseback riders and maybe four-wheelers as well. But there's plenty of hiking to do. As we mentioned earlier, the wildflowers, the wildlife that you can see just out hiking and looking at the many sites in Clay County. So if anybody out there might be interested in going in business, now's the time to start gearing up for next year. Come by the chamber and we'll help you get started on a venture like that. Another grant that we're looking at is a downtown grant. This is one for we've already had two of these. This is one just for the downtown area. Now we have tried several times on these downtown grants to get them to allow us to go all the way up East Lake Avenue, and so far they have denied us the opportunity to do that. But on this one, they're still denying us that opportunity, but they're opening it up. It'll be a 75-25 grant if we get it. And then we're not promised that one. It's highly competitive, but we are going after it. And then we have another grant. The mayor and the county, or the city board of aldermen, like the idea of doing something for the people who are outside the downtown area who have never been serviced by a downtown grant. And so they have appropriated $40,000 to be matched by the building owners, and that's gives us a total of $50,000 then to work with them. There'll be more coming. We don't want to start either of these programs until we get the grant. Certainly can't start the state grant project until we get in. But we'll start them all at the same time and have a meeting, get everybody together, settle on the rules, and get started on that, and maybe make some real headway on those. And I don't know if you've been adding along with me, Tom, but that's a total of $745,000 in grants. And that doesn't mean that we're going to get that much. We don't know what we're going to get. This is grant season, and it's closing up now, and so we'll know soon how much of that we're going to get. And now that's not counting the grant that you've got for the courthouse. And how much was that?
It was $85,000 non-matching, like I said, through the Arts Commission. And I just got a phone call yesterday from a gentleman who is with the museums through the Arts Commission, and he said there's going to be some grants coming down, especially for local state museums.
Ah.
And so we don't know. I don't know anything about that yet. But you know, like we said, you know, once you get something started, you've got to keep it going. And we've got a pretty good start of our Rolly Hole, but it is just a start where we can let folks come in and take a look at what's going on. And then I'm hoping by the before Christmas of this year that we're going to have major refurbishing done here in this courthouse, with the new flooring down, with the doors all opening and closing, and the Upstairs Theater actually being a theater. So, you know, those are things that have been made possible so far by this grant.
Making a big difference in the way downtown looks. This grant I just mentioned, for the first time ever, they've opened it up for the cities to participate. And so the board, the city board of aldermen voted to participate in that. And so we set they set aside $25,000, and so that'll give us $100,000 on things like facade improvements downtown, streetscape kind of stuff, courtyard improvements, wayfinding signage, a whole bunch of stuff that's never been allowed in the downtown grants before. So if we can get that grant and do some of those things along with what you're doing at the courthouse, we'll make a big difference in downtown Salina and start getting ready for next year's tourism season.
You know, and there are just so many things here. You know, if you sometimes I come over and I sit down at the bakery, and it's amazing sometimes when you see folks that actually pull over and stop to read our Tennessee Music Pathway sign there. And then, of course, a lot of times I'll get out and ask them if they'd like to come over and look, you know, and tour the courthouse. And that's something we've got to look at, too, is finding someone, and maybe through the UCHRA, we can find someone that can be an attendant here a few hours a day where we can have a set schedule for folks to come in and look at the old court, tour the old courthouse, and go through the Marble Museum and take a look at our theater upstairs. You know, having all these things, but then having where we can have someone here and keep it on a regular basis.
And another thing that
I want to do again, another stop. We need to get one more commercial.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Golly, time flies when you're having fun. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I think we've got a few more things, and I think you said you had to make a run here in a minute. And if you would, if you want to kind of wind up.
Okay, let's talk about the, what's the name of it?
The Cumberland National Scenic Byway.
Just got notification yesterday. In October, November 1, they're going to have a four-day meeting, look like, to get people like me and you brought up to snuff on what we ought to be doing with that byway. And it looks like they're going to pay our way. And it's going to be held, I think, I think it was somewhere in Kentucky. And so we're looking forward to that. And that can be a big thing for us. As you and I were talking during the break, you can get on that byway here in Salina, where the terminus, and go all the way to Philadelphia. And then you mentioned that there's another historic byway coming out of Philadelphia. You can go all the way up in Maine.
Yes.
So, and we have lots of people who do that. I'm kind of guilty of that. If I'm traveling out west, I'll find me a historic route to follow. And so we might get a whole lot of tourists out of that.
I know they're doing a video promotion of it right now. I do know about that. And I know one of the things that we have kind of kicked about, one of the ways of having an official opening of this is is to have an antique car cruise from one end to the other.
Yeah,
and
great.
Each one of the towns you go through, they've had a little celebration, and you pick those people up.
Yeah.
And you drive it, you either, probably the best thing to do would be start here and finish up at the Cumberland Gap at the National Park.
Yeah.
Up there. And maybe, you know, hey, maybe rent some cabins for folks they want to stay up there.
We might figure out a whole bunch of things in that 4-day meeting that
yeah,
we do with this
trail. Yeah. Well,
we'll see you later.
All right.
Yeah. Meeting gets to.
Okay, all right. We'll talk to you later. Okay, we've got a few minutes here, and I know we had talked earlier about some of the activities going on here, but I know here in the courthouse we were talking about our grant that we have here, and there are, I know if you drive around the building here, you notice all of a lot of the exterior work has been done, and some of the windows that have been refinished, and we now are going to begin to work on a grant to replace more windows, and the price has gone down just a little bit on our windows down here. They're now $2,400 per window, and we have a state grant in the amount of $10,000 plus through our Adopt a Window program. We have quite a bit there, and we have somewhere probably up close to around $40,000 to work on our windows here, which is going to go a long, long way. But then our upstairs windows, of course, are bigger, and they'll probably cost us a little bit more to get each one of those. But upstairs in the courtroom, right now, the guys are up there working. We're putting up a theater curtain, which we got on a grant about 3 or 4 years ago, but never did have enough money to hire someone to come put it up. So we're getting that done, and the old vertical blinds that have been there forever, we have gotten all of those down and taken all that plexiglass off of the windows that are up there that was great for catching wasps and bugs and gnats and all kinds of things like that between that and the windows, and we're going to get to start working on cleaning those up, and we now have curtains up in those big windows upstairs. And also, we have a full bank of theater lights that are going up, that are going to, it's going to make our theater more of a professional-looking theater. And like I said, downstairs here, we're working on restoring our original doors. We've gotten a couple of them done, and hopefully we'll have all of our four main doors down here that we can open and close. And once we get the doors in, we'll know what kind of clearance we need to go ahead and put our flooring down. And so that'll be coming up here real, real soon. And we're going to cover up all the old tile with a environmentally safe, sound, the new flooring that they have, the floating floors. And then also we're looking at getting a bid to come inside here and patch all of the walls here where over the years that the plaster's come off the walls. And that is going to be a major project, but that's going to go a long way toward, making this building more, aesthetic to look at, safer to be in, easier to get in and out of. And we're looking at, celebrating this old courthouse, and this courthouse will actually celebrate its birthday on October the 10th this year, and we're going to throw a little birthday party of some kind or other. We haven't got a lot of details worked out. It's not going to be, any big celebration with vendors and all that kind of thing, but something like maybe ice cake and ice cream outside, and just to celebrate the fact that we now have this building here. It's getting redone, restored, refurbished, and it's going to turn into something that hopefully will be an economic success. I know we've already had quite a few people from out of town coming by through word of mouth. They've heard about our Rolly Hole Marble Museum being open, and they're coming to take a look at that. And, of course, they're going back and telling their friends and neighbors. We're looking forward to that. And with that, I guess it's about time that we
we wrapped up today's show, and it looks like our winner today for the cake, we don't give away cakes anymore. We got a prize, and compliments of WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country and Miss Jonelle McLaren. You have won the birthday prize today. So you can come over by the chamber and pick that up. And with that, I guess it's time we got everything shut down in here. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here, same time, same channel. Tune us in this evening at 6 o'clock. And look on the Dell Hall Horizon site for the stream version of this show. And with that, we'll say good day, Clay County.